Hi, this is James Devine, and today we're going to talk about a way to help you become more organized throughout the whole year. Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time. So keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
So this helpful hint that I've created is what I call the beginning or end of year task list. The experts who study these kind of things have always said that if you write something down, that's half the battle. You know, if it's a goal, if it's wanting to lose weight, whatever it might be, just writing it down is often half the battle. So what this list is a list by month of all the things that I need to remember to do during the year. And it might include like hiring judges for solo and ensemble festival. And the festival's in March, but I do the hiring of the judges in November. So I put that under the November heading. Another thing might be to recruit new members for Tri-M, and we have a certain month that we're doing that, and a certain month when we try to get our marching band music picked for the next year, a certain month when we try to get out the marching band form sign up, the a certain time, usually this is in April, when I set my dates for the following year for all the concerts for the school year. So I put all of these in a task list by month. And then at the beginning of the year, I go over it and see if it needs to be updated. I'll look it over and make any changes I need to make. And then I'll print it out. And when I print it out, I actually put those dates into my calendar, so then I don't have to think about it. So if it says September, remember to buy cutlery for all of the band dinners and events, then I put that into my September calendar, and when September rolls around, I know that I have to go and buy those things. Each year I revise this list. There are some things that get taken off the list because there are things I no longer do, and there are some things that get added to the list. Please go ahead to the show notes, and you will see an example of my list, and maybe that will spark an idea for you. I will go ahead and put that in there as a Microsoft Word document so that you can copy it and be able to make it your own. I also add items that I need to do that are unique to each year, and I just put those in a separate category, usually in the beginning of year thing to do. So for this year, for example, I needed to change or fix the hash marks on our practice field. They've been wrong for a while, and so I just put that at something I needed to do at the beginning of the year. I hope that this helps you to become more organized, and once again, look for that list in the show notes.
The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.